MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Call and tell us your fall sale plans here at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
We're also asking you to call if you know the name of the band made up of eBay employees that used to play at eBay Live and other eBay events. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and I think that eBetsy went and gave a little clue.
I remember that
in
Steve,
the chat board.
Steve Carell was the guitar player in both versions. And some of the personnel changed out over time.
Yeah, they left the company and they had to get other people and things happened. So going to give away a $25 gift certificate to Bubble Fast for the first person who can call and come up with that. Okay, Griff, you ready to dish this listing for Mary?
Yes, this is the Fendi hat.
Yeah, and we were just talking about titles and she has capitalized each word. Or not the whole word, but the first letter in each.
Right, but she's using punctuation.
Not good.
She has brown and black joined with a forward slash. Not good. This is the golden rule. Keyword, one space. Keyword, one space. Keyword, one space. Keyword, one space. Do not use connective punctuation. Like brown forward slash black.
Okay.
That's important.
Makes sense. What do you think about the rest of the title? It looks pretty good to me.
Well, it is Fendi, and it does have the Fendi F, and it is the Fendi monogram.
It's a bucket style hat.
That's unisex?
I think so.
I should buy it then. Extra large, bucket style, brown, black, pre-owned. I would get rid of pre-owned. From that's not a word anyone uses to search. Item condition is indicated in the item condition field, so I wouldn't say pre-owned. I would what is this hat made of? It's not so. It looks like it's it looks. I was
80%
I thought it was felt.
Polyester, 20% spandex.
Right. So you may want to put that in the title, just polyester blend. But not necessarily. Let's see, what else could have in this title? So there's something in the... One of the pictures shows me the tag, and it says, the two Fs, and then Fendi, and then it says Mare, which is Italian for sea. And I would assume that maybe this is the model name for this particular hat. I would definitely be putting that M-A-R-E, Mare, in the title.
Okay.
That would just be me.
And she has the size XL, so that's cool.
That's cool. So,
we're dishing a listing for Mary's underscore world. That's her eBay ID.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who just joined us, it's a Fendi hat.
So that's what I would change about the title.
Okay. So, what about the pictures?
Pictures look okay to me. They're consistent, pretty much. So, it's the same color all the way through. She says it's brown and black, and it does definitely look brown and black. Mm-hmm. So, I can see an inside shot, the shot of the tag, the front, and another view, the side of the hat. So, and the pictures are big enough so I can zoom in just enough to get an idea of the hat and its condition.
Okay,
I'm not absolutely sure. This last photo. Bring up the last photo, Lee.
I've got it.
Now zoom in.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
It looks a little different color on the brim than the rest of it does.
Now, does it look like there may be some sort of blemish or mark in the middle? See, there's an F. Is that just my eyes?
I think it's just a fold.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that might be it.
Just the way, because it's not on a head. So it's kind of scrunched in a little bit.
All right, then I'll just let that go.
Okay.
So otherwise, photos are good, yeah.
Free shipping.
Of course.
That's good.
And
item specifics.
All the good ones that count. Not much more you can say. And there's not much more you can say about the hat itself. And it's a very, very sparse description. There's one important bit of information that's missing.
And that is the...
Think about it.
The size. I mean, the measurements.
So XL really doesn't mean anything.
Right, because you have a very big head.
Well, goes without saying.
Well, you do. And...
But there's no standardization in the terms S for small, medium, M, L large, XL extra large, and double X and above.
You need to measure.
You have to provide the crown measurements, and that's the circumference around the inside of the hat where it meets the head. That really is important. And then not only will you get that in inches, but then you use a hat conversion chart, some measurement chart, to determine what that measurement in inches is in hat size.
And where would they find that?
You can find it on, you just Google. You go hat size conversion chart, and you can look up, you know what it is in inches, look it up in inches, and then you can give an indication of what it is in, is it a size 6, 6.5, 7, is it a size 7.75, you know, all that stuff. Those are important bits of information whenever you're selling a hat. Because I don't know what XL means. I could buy this hat, and I've done this in the past, and I've regretted it. And XL is not big enough for my head in one brand of hat, and then for another brand, it fits. So just saying XL is not going to be enough to for a buyer to determine whether or not this hat's going to fit. You're also using the auction format for this hat, and you're starting it at $125. I don't know if you did any research to find out the current market value. And I don't know what the value of this hat is, but it seems unusual to have it as an auction with a starting bid that high.
So you would suggest...
Well, I would suggest going on eBay and searching to see if there are other similar Fendi hats that have sold recently, and if so, what did they sell for, and what was the format used? So I'm looking for Fendi hats, and I'm not seeing that. Oh, these are similar. Oh, it's the same exact hat. So here's one. It says it's from the 90s, a brown bucket hat. It is the same exact hat, and it's sold for $70.50 on a 4 bids. Let's see if I can find another version of that hat here. No, that's not the same, I don't think. I want to find something that's exactly the same. Here's another one. It says it's a men's hat, and it's sold for $157 on 2 bids. So you might not be too far off the mark, but I'm not a big fan of the auction format for clothing. I would, if it were me, I would sell it at a fixed price and just get it done.
So, what score would you like to give?
Well, I can't really. I mean, we had that little... There's the need for a more descriptive measurement. That's really important. That's crucial. I mean, people aren't going to buy the hat unless they know the hat. They've had it before, they put it on, and they know that XL will or won't fit. And just that little stuff we talked about, the title, about getting rid of pre-owned and the forward slash. I would give her a 4.0. I'm going to say 4.85.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
4.85. Mary, good job.
Yeah.
I hope you take what we said to heart and, you know, make a few changes there.
Yeah.
And you can because there are no bids.
There's no bids. You're okay.
Right. Mike from Cincinnati, Ohio, known on eBay as Zippy 10, is on the line with us. Hi, Mike. What's your question or comment?
Hey, Griffin Lee. I was listening to your discussion about keywords. And so I thought, okay, there have been rare occasions when I've used the word rare, but it really, really has to be. So I thought, well, I'm going to see what's out there. So I just put in the word rare, and I came up with 2.9 million active listings and 4.2 completed.
Mm-hmm.
But when I looked at some of the titles, there was no word rare in there. So I thought, well, maybe it's in the subtitle. And I clicked it, and there it was. And my question is, I thought that search didn't look at subtitles.
That's what I thought, too.
Well, guess what?
I'm not...
Rare, and when I was looking at the Lamborghini that you beat me to, sold for, I don't know, $355,000, I knew you'd laugh. I'm laughing, too, because I didn't buy it. I wouldn't have been able to do that. But it was in the subtitle. And so now what I was going to do, but I couldn't really spend the time digging for it, I was wondering if it wasn't in the subtitle, if it then would pick it up out of the description.
No.
I didn't think so.
Right, and I'm not absolutely convinced that that's what is happening. If you want to send me, I don't know where you saw it in the list of return results, and I don't have time to go through hundreds of pages of results,
right.
But if you want to send me the item number itself, and then I'll do a word, I'll search as well. There may be some other explanation as to why that item is showing up.
But they do now show up in subtitles?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to make that statement.
I thought you were talking about a description. I'm sorry.
So I'm not going to make the declaration that search searches for subtitles throughout the whole site. I'm not going to do that because I don't know if it's true, and I don't think it is. So
maybe
I need to research first. So send me the item number, and I'll take a look. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Call us at 888-723-4630 right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit Roadie.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment's brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. It's your time to call us at 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, you know, we just did that listing dish.
Ah, yeah.
And there were some remarks that I did not see on the chat board that are kind of important.
Yes, please.
So, first of all, they looked it up, and that price, that $157...
was for new with tags, I saw.
New with tags. So be really careful. When you're going to price something that you're going to list, make sure that you're comparing apples to apples. Because it was $157.50, but it was brand new with tags. So I agree with Griff. The $125 you're trying to start that auction off with, too much money. You should come down a little bit in price and see what happens there. Plus, I think it was CJ that said that's not a blemish in the hat. It's the seam in the back of the hat.
Yeah, I know. It just it wasn't. It doesn't
weird
look a
in the
seam.
Picture.
It looks like one of the F's had a scuff mark on it.
It did. It did. But Sharon Ware, our buddy from Science Hill, Kentucky, known as Dandelion Consulting. Hey, Sharon, how you doing, honey? What's your question or comment today?
Hey, Lee. Hey, Griff. How you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Sharon. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I think I have the answer to the trivia question.
Well, that would be a relief.
I think it was the Twisted Listers.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Sharon is a woman who pays attention.
Do you by any chance know what they were originally known as? And I can see why they changed their name.
I don't.
Well, I'll give you a hint. You may be able to judge. It's a two-word term that raises the hackles of almost every seller I know.
So I'll tell you what it was.
No. Let's see if we can. She's Sharon. Good okay. guesser. Give her a chance.
Negative feedback?
That's
yes!
It! That's what they call themselves at the beginning. I think
right.
that's
for,
so
the
funny.
First few years, they were negative feedback.
Exactly.
And then they changed it to
Twisted Lister.
Twisted Lista.
Which is very funny. Okay, Sharon, darling, please send me an email to lee@voicemarketing.com. And in the subject line, put, I won the trivia contest today. Would you please?
I will do that.
I don't need your address or anything, because with these gift certificates from Bubble Fast, I send you a code.
A code.
Okay, and you use that code on Bubble Fast. So all I need is you to send me the email, and I'll get it back to you.
That makes
okay?
sense.
So, Sharon, how are you doing, honey?
I am doing really, really good. I was just remembering, Griff, that when I heard you guys sing, you had done an impersonation of Elton John.
I didn't.
And it was just like, I was in awe of you up there on that stage, just bebopping to Elton John, and I thought, man, I like this guy.
Were you wearing your famous jacket?
I was wearing that silver mirror jacket that I think Betsy got.
Yeah, you put it up for... Was it a traveling one, or...
It was one I rented to do that, and then I purchased it from the rental company and then sold it for charity.
And Betsy bought it.
Yes.
And
Sharon, I'm glad you remember that performance, because I felt bad about it.
Why?
It was in the beginning of the big, big, big room in Boston. There was hardly anyone in the room. I was playing to like a very small crowd of maybe 100 or so people.
That's a crowd.
Well, eventually 12,000 people came in.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being that
poor thing.
Honestly.
Maybe it was just in my addle-pated head, but it
Maybe
was
you
fun.
You were just blinded by the lights and you couldn't see everybody, huh?
Well, I can tell you, I was a little blinded, but I was also, I couldn't hear a thing. So what, you know, I hadn't played in a rock band since the 70s, and the technology has changed. And when none of those young kids bothered to tell me, was that they all have their own, what musicians have today, besides their instrument and amplifiers, and maybe microphone stands and PAs, is all of them have their own personal in-the-ear monitor. We never had that. So I couldn't, you know, all I had was a monitor speaker. I couldn't hear anything.
We used to have the monitors facing us when we were on stage.
Yeah, well, they don't do that
anymore.
And they
don't do it anymore.
No, they have ear monitors
that are wireless. Which is the best.
Yes, of course they are.
So, Sharon, how is your consulting business? Tell us about your consulting business, first of all.
Well, it's doing really well. We've got a lot of folks out there still looking to learn how to do eBay and businesses that are sometimes struggling with just different practices and the default system has tripped up some people. So people call and just needing help, and we see what we can do to help them, try to get them back on the right path and work with them to just refine their processes and help them, you know, get back on track.
You know, there's an ebb and flow to eBay sales as things change and they change rules and things of that sort. What's the big thing in the eBay community right now as far as you're concerned?
I would have to say it's the defects and just people trying to do the right thing. They get a negative feedback and you know, they're just
beside themselves.
Yeah, they are. And a lot of times you've got really, really good people who are trying to do the right thing, but you've got some buyers that maybe aren't aware of all that that does to a seller. And so it knocks them down to, you know, for sure it's that top rated and then you're just a standard seller and then you're below average. And then once you hit below average for a month or two, you're in real trouble. So just trying to keep people on track and helping them rebuild from slipping to that point kind of unnoticed from their perspective. You know, I'm sure that eBay has like sent out some messages and things, but sometimes the bigger businesses that have employees that are monitoring these kind of things, they don't understand the severity of it. So these emails sometimes may not get to the right people in time. So it's a process of just trying to figure it out and to see what can be done, if anything, and helping them to move back upward.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand their frustration. Sharon, thank you so much, dear. Always
Sharon.
Great to talk to you. And we didn't. I missed seeing you this year, so.
I know.
I know. You couldn't come to the eBay radio party.
No, because we had a brand new grandbaby that was born just that week, and so we had to.
I don't blame you a bit.
Yes.
I would have been there too.
Adorable. Yes.
Yep. That's cool.
Yeah, girl or boy?
He's a boy. Yeah, he's about 2.5 months now, I think, and just growing like a weed. Looks
and of course,
just like his grandpa.
And of course, he's brilliant, and he's doing your taxes already.
Of course,
so, yeah,
of course.
Got it.
He's a thinker, and he puts his hands up to his face all the time, like he's just studying the world, you know.
Sharon, cute. It's always wonderful to speak with you.
Always.
Thank you, guys. You have a lovely day.
And congratulations for winning the trivia contest. I'll send you out that email as soon as you get it to me, all right?
Sounds great. Have a good day, guys.
Thank
Bye,
you, Sharon. You too. So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Or you can do what some of these people have done today, and you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, as Mary did, Mary's World, and we did a listing dish for her. Sean from Duncan, and I don't really know, British Columbia. Known on eBay as Wiffleball87. Hi, Griffin Lee. Just a quick question.
Sure.
While offering free shipping
yes.
in all of my listings, what is the best way to offer shipping discounts on multiple purchases? Most of my competitors' listings offer combined shipping. Is there something I can do to make this easy for my buyers and myself? Thank you.
And he's charging for shipping, right? Is that...
No, while offering free shipping in all my listings...
He wants to give combination...
What is the best way to offer shipping discounts? There.
Well, you can't because you're offering free shipping. So there's no way to offer a shipping discount when you've already taken shipping off the table. But you can offer multiple purchase discounts by using the manage promotions link or tool in eBay. I believe you have to have a store subscription to be able to access it, but it will show up on your marketing tools page as managed promotions. And you can set a discount campaign, so to speak, for one or more of your listings, where if they buy more than one, you can select which listings those are, they get a discount.
Okay, so that'll work. Thank you so much for sending that in to us. And the way she did it was she clicked on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. That's the player you're listening to us on right now.
That's it.
Typed it out, and we don't mind it at all. We always tell you we'd rather have you call in, but we understand when you can't. So it's cool. But if you can, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And remember, you still have time to sign up for the
Absolutely.
eBay Radio We Are 20 anniversary party and conference.
In San Jose, we are 20.
We are 20.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Just go to ebay.com/we are 20.
Right.
The number's 2 and 0.
I'm 12, by
we
the way.
We are 20.
Right.
And sign up, register. You'll also see the program as to what's going on. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. And also, there is a list of hotels in the area. Doesn't mean you have to stay at one of those hotels, but there is a list that of hotels that are offering special rates for
right.
people who are going to the eBay Radio Party and Conference. So, excuse me, the eBay Party and Gun.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Give us a call with your eBay question or comment at 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit the ebayshop.com.